Thank you for holding, Ms. Jost. Thank you for holding. Is this Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Joe. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. You were transferred to me by one of my representatives here, Tara. How you doing?
All right.
Good. That's what I like to hear. All right's better than bad. I understand she was contacting you about listing you on the first page of the Google search results. She mainly just wanted me to go over pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the pricing?
No, just the, you know, trying to see what kind of pricing it is and see if I decide on moving forward.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available. You know, if you do the search on Google, if you just hopped on there and you typed in, you know, HVAC contractor in Houston, Texas, there's only three people that show up in this section for all Houston. Like right next to the map there. So we only have one spot open. Once we fill it, it's closed out. We can't work with any other HVAC contractors until the next spot becomes available. So that's the most important thing. Sometimes it doesn't matter, you know, how much you're willing to pay. If we don't have an opening, we can't take it, you know. So a couple of the guys that are up there now, Mission Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I don't know if you heard of them. All-Star AC and Heating Services. And then there's P&M. Air conditioning and heating. All these guys have like 250 plus reviews, right? The guy we were previously working with notified us that he's relocating to another area, so that's how we had this listing open up. Now, we contacted you because we saw that you were investing in Home Advisor by Angie's, and those guys get a majority of their leads from an organic listing that they have on the first page of Google in Houston. So if you do that search and then you scroll beneath these top recommended guys where we're talking about listing you now, there's a Home Advisor by Angie's listing. It says top 10 best HVAC companies in Houston. So when you click on that, you're like the sixth guy down on that list. And we know how that works. We know that Home Advisor by Angie is reselling their leads to you guys, right?
Yes.
So they put themselves on Google. They do this. When they get a lead, they sell it to you for a lead fee, and they're going to charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. And they're selling those leads to like three or four people, which isn't exactly helping you get the job, right? So what my customers have found is listing yourself independently puts you in position for people to call you directly. You don't have to be subjected to those lead fees, click fees, or call fees. You actually get far more calls and better quality calls. Usually somebody who's dealing with an HVAC emergency doesn't want to fill out a Home Advisor form and wait for people to call them back. You know, they just call these top recommended guys. They're trusted and verified contractors, and they get them out there. So we want to build up those credibility factors for you and make you a top option. I'm sure you can see the value in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me get you the pricing page. Everything we do here starting out is month to month. So you're trying us out. We're trying you out. As long as everything goes well, then obviously we can make you offers on bigger campaigns or doing something more long-term, but want to start out as small as possible and with no commitment on a month-to-month basis. So, 1 second here.
Okay.
All right. Here comes the pricing page. Do you have a website at all?
I was in the middle of trying to build one, you know.
Okay. So you already got the domain though, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you got the domain, then, I mean, we could do the rest for you. I wouldn't charge you anything for that. I have graphic designers in-house that could do it for you. Get it up and running in a couple of days. You just tell them what you want. And I don't know what format you selected, but we have, like, these My Sites, too. And these ones are really easy to get up and running. So I'll send you an example of that. Did you get that text message, the first one?
I'm looking at it now.
Okay. So you're going to see some big numbers as you scroll down, but don't panic, Joe, right? These are all pre-discounts. This is like just cookie-cutter pricing for everyone. Now, if you scroll down, you're going to see these different packages that are a little bit more affordable. They won't say Premier next to them. They'll just say Essential, Pro, and Platinum. what Tara's asking me to do is to put you on the platinum package. It's advertised at $5.99 per month, but she wants me to reduce the cost by 50% as part of your new in business credit and bring it down to $2.99 month to month. And you'll see all packages have a $2.99 setup fee just to do like client interview, name, address, and phone number cleanups, all your campaign research and creation, and the optimization of your landing page or your website. I have approval to waive all setup fees on your campaign too. So it's normally $8.98 the first month for that platinum bundle and then $5.99 each month moving forward. For you, if you wanted to come on board with us today, it'd be $2.99 out the door, and then you'd be locked in at that $2.99 rate month to month for as long as you're with us. Okay. Now there are other packages to upgrade to, so that's why I was saying I want to start small and have this be like your entry level point. But by putting you on the platinum package, I'm getting you a lot of extra bells and whistles that can help you generate more clients too. If you think about what you're doing right now with your marketing budget, everything's all into the Home Advisor basket. You get charged for every single lead. By the time you get 10 leads, you probably spent about $300, right? If not more. With this, you're on the first page of Google, so you're going to have those clients. You're on the first page of Bing, so you're going to have those clients coming in. Bing has a top five. They use the top three guys on Google to create their top five. And then if you scroll down a little further, you'll see Facebook advertising. Altogether, about 15% of the clients that are my customers that are on the Platinum Package get come from the Facebook advertising. So you'll be getting leads from Facebook. And then there's a popular directory submission that will finish off your online portfolio. The popular directory submission is Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, all pages. At the bottom, you'll even see Amazon Alexa search results. So if they're searching from an Amazon Alexa device, you're coming up as a top option as well within your service area. So, I mean, you're going from all your eggs in this basket to paying for every single lead to now you're not paying per lead anymore, and you got multiple ways of generating leads. And there's an account dashboard and tracking system that you can log into, and it'll track every single lead that you're getting from a listing that we created and hosted for your business. And then that comes in the form of a downloadable app. So even when you're out in the field working, you know, if you're missing calls or you want to go in there and check on it so you can get those numbers back, it's literally at the tip of your fingers. You just go into the app on your phone and it'll save all their information, like what keyword they looked up to find you, what service area they came from. So you'll have full transparency on what you're spending and what you're making off of it each month. And okay. That's how we'll convince you to continue to use it long term, right? Until you close your doors. So, I mean, if I could approve a pricing structure like that for the Platinum Package Bundle, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be something I got to think about and talk to somebody, you know.
Yeah. I mean, $10 a day, I mean, $2.99 is usually going to cost you more than, you know, just to get your website up and running. So to be able to put you on the first page of Google at the same time, I mean, that's really the moneymaker. I mean, if I slapped you up there with no website, I'm sure you'll still get phone calls. You know? Yeah, because of the verification and everything. And are you already licensed and insured?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you went through all this, getting the business up and running, and then now you're not going to take the last step to get it in front of people? It's a little odd.
Yeah, well, that's the plan, but, you know.
Well, what's holding you back? Oh, you're trying to read through it?
Well, I'm already paying, as y'all know, you know, through the Home Advisory.
Yeah.
And
that's why we called you. I mean, it's not really a conversation about you spending more money. I'm not saying do this and do that. You're already going to spend $300 plus every month if you're using that platform, unless you got it completely turned off, you know. But those lead fees for HVAC contractors, I mean, the lowest ones are like, what, $30? And then the most expensive ones could be up to like $100. It says on there you do commercial work. like commercial HVAC repair just to get you out there is going to cost them a few hundred, probably $200, maybe $100, just to get you out there to look at it, right? For a commercial unit. Yeah, so those leads are like almost that much, like $100 for commercial HVAC leads. By the time you get like four of those commercial HVAC leads, if you got like one a week, you're going to be spending more than $299 per month. So I try to not only get you a better service, but put you in a position where you're actually going to save money. And if we get you profitable and into the green, then we don't have to worry about you coming back each month. And that's really our goal, is to find somebody that we could work with for years. If you look at these other guys that are up there, they've been doing it for years, voluntarily.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, go ahead.
Go ahead, you broke up. You were saying something?
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sounded like you were saying something, too. But I was saying, if all these companies, if you look at them, they're all successful. They're all businesses that you've probably seen around. I think that says a lot, you know. There's a reason these guys are doing well. It's because you're like the first line of defense if a customer's having a emergency situation. So how many clients would we have to bring you each month in order for $299 to make sense for you and for you to want to continue to use something like this?
I mean, it's really just a decision that's just going to help me out.
Google advertising is going to help you out?
Yeah, basically any advertisement, you know.
Well, if you're going to do any advertisement and you have the opportunity to do this, because remember, it's not an everyday thing. It's not like I could just call you tomorrow and throw you on the first page. If there's another business up there already, they solicit that space, right? But if you do your homework, you'll see, you know, there's nothing that's been more profitable than being on the first page of Google. It's been that way for the last 15 years. Even the service that you're using now to get leads puts themselves on the first page of Google to get those leads. Like, they're up there. If you just pull out your phone, type in HVAC contractor, you'll see the top recommended guys, and then you scroll down, you're going to see Angie on that first page, Home Advisor by Angie. So it's like they're doing it. The only way they got there is if they paid Google. They have an organic SEO placement in Houston because they're actually based in Colorado.
Yes.
Yeah. So they can't get to where we're talking about listing you now. You have to have like an address. That's how those guys get that little red dot on the map there. We send their Google PIN verification to them in the mail and verify the location. So if you don't have a location there, you can never rank up here. Right, but you're actually in Houston, right? You're a Houston contractor, so you're eligible for this. Yeah. So, but even in your own area, they're getting leads all the time, and they're just reselling those leads to you. So it's like all we're talking about doing is cutting out the middleman that's overcharging you on lead fees anyway, and just let people call you direct. It's a lot better quality lead when you have a live person call you versus something texted to your phone that you got to call back. It's also been sent to three or four other guys, and if you don't get it, you're getting charged. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so we did our homework before we called you. We don't want to waste our time making, you know, almost 100 calls because there's like almost 100 of you guys, really. But we go in there and we're going, hey, this guy's already doing Home Advisor. You know, he's already been background screened. You know, we know he's legit. You don't got to pay per lead. It's going to make more sense for you. You're already spending money. It's not like we're trying to convince you to spend money on marketing in general. You're already doing that, but how you're doing it is going to really dictate what kind of return on investment your business sees in the trajectory of your company, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't got to marry us either. That's the huge advantage. I was able to cut the pricing in half and put it on a month-to-month basis. So it's not like you got to sign up for 6 months or a year. I'm sure at the end of, by the middle to end of the second month, this will have already been a no-brainer. Actually, I'm pretty sure in the first month it'll already be a no-brainer. Even in the slower time of the year, it's going to be a lot more beneficial than being on Home Advisor in the summertime.
Yeah. So What did you say the pricing was again? So what do I have to?
I would put you on the Platinum Package bundle for the Essential Package price. So in your service agreement, you're getting all the bells and whistles in that Platinum Package, but just for $299 month to month. Breaks down to like $10 a day to have your business's whole online marketing and advertising handled. And like I said, we'd build the website for you too. And then I waived all setup fees on it. Now, as far as like the cooperation we need from you, Google's going to send a PIN in the mail. We need that when it comes in. There's a little 5-digit number on the back. We have this form of like pictures we ask you to send in to get your Google verification. So it's like photos of the workplace, vehicle with license plate, send in your license and insurance, right? Because we're telling the community you're legit. So we want you to send those in. It's not something we're going to display to those people. It goes to Google directly, and then Google will give you your badge on your Google Business Profile listing, and that's something you'll keep for your business even if you left our services later. You'll still have all your reviews. You'll still exist on Google, have your website and everything. But basically, I would need those two things, the form and the PIN verification letter, and then we got to do a client interview with you. Client interview is like a 30 to 40 minute call. So it sounds complex, but it's quick. I mean, we can knock out most of it between just today and tomorrow, if not all of it. And then that PIN comes in the mail. It usually takes about 3 to 5 days to receive. So if it's Monday, I'm thinking Thursday or Friday this week, you'll get it. And we'll be able to put you in position to start making some money. After that, it's just a matter of, you know, responding to the phone calls as they come in and try to get as good reviews as you can. We do have review monitoring in place. So, I mean, if you run into some knuckleheads, we get it. We always side with you as the contractor and our partner in that. So, but if it's like, you know, if all your reviews are coming back bad, then obviously we know it's not the crazy customer, right? We'll tell you, keep it in mind. We'll go another route. But I mean, you don't have any negative reviews. So it's like, if you just keep doing what you're doing, once you have it up and running, be responsive to the phone calls, you know, try to get as many of them as you can, maybe even be open to growing the business and hiring some people, then I'm sure this will all work out in your favor as a long-term solution.
Okay.
So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure, $299 month to month, is this something you could see a value in giving a shot, and that way I could prove it to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I'd like to try.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, you're trying it, so it's no long-term commitment. Like I said, you're not signing up for 6 months or a year here. You know, we're just going month by month. We'll take it 30 days at a time, and there's a tracking system in there, so you'll know exactly what we're bringing to the table for you. $299 is really easy to make with the area you're in and the service you provide. I mean, just going out on calls without touching any of the machines, you know, they'll pay you a lot more than that just to show up. You know what I mean? So it'll make sense, and that's why, you know, I'm setting it up this way. We're looking to work with you long term, maybe even upgrade you to like a bigger package later on, where we can maybe cover, you know, a broader service area. But we got to grow you, right? So this would just be the starting point for everything.
Okay. And so, I mean, if I move forward with it, what am I looking at today, or how to get started?
Today it's just $299 out the door. That'll cover your entire first month until October 11th. If you want to continue to use the service, it'll be $299 at that time, and we'll just keep going 1 month at a time. So if you want to get it rolling.
Nothing's going to change, right?
Nothing's going to change on the pricing structure. There's no lead fees, click fees, call fees. It's just that $299, and you have that Platinum Package bundle. We're sending that to you in writing with your invoice receipt, that you'll have that Platinum Package and all of its contents for $299 as long as you're with us.
Okay.
So there's no other surprises. No lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, just a one-time payment each month. The rest of the services are all included in your service agreement.
Okay. Is there anything else after, once I do get started, I mean, how do I,
Yeah. So, I mean, if you say, yeah, I'm going to create your profile and secure the listing, and we'll secure the first month's payment, and then we're going to schedule a client interview, hopefully for later today, but it really just depends on what your schedule allows. If you're open later today, I would like to get you into a client interview later today. It's like a 30 to 40 minute phone call, but that's where they interview you. So they'll go over all the services you provide that we're going to have you listed for, because we don't just list you for HVAC contractor. If somebody types in like heating repair or cooling repair or heating and cooling into Google, right? We give you keywords, like 15 different ones or phrases that we list you for at a time. And so they'll interview you on that. You have say-so on, or final say-so on what you're listed for, right? It's your business. We want to make sure the leads are qualified. They have to type in those phrases in order to get your number and call you. And then they'll go over the website with you, and they'll also go over the service area. Like if there's parts of Houston and surrounding areas that you don't want to go to, we have ways of making it so that you don't appear to those people in the search results. So they want to customize your campaign on who's finding you, what they're finding you for, and then what your website looks like, and then also like the Facebook business page and just our plan moving forward. That way we're all on the same page on what to expect as a final product and what kind of results you're getting. So sounds complicated, but it's easy. It's set questions. We've been in business since 2004, so we've able to kind of fine-tune what we need to ask in order to get these campaigns up and running and moving in the right direction. So it's, like I said, 30, 40-minute phone call. We ask for an hour window to complete it.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Well, it kind of broke up. Oh. All right, then.
So with your go-ahead, I could get started on everything.
What about the phone number that I have listed?
It would be your phone number.
Yeah, it's going to change. I'm okay. Able to make changes?
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be your account lead, and then there's going to be an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment. So you could either call me directly, or we have 24/7 customer service available to you, too. I'll send you my number right now. It's the same as our customer service line. You just hit extension 544 if you want to call me direct. And it's literally just as simple as that. It's a phone call. You just say, hey, I want to switch my business phone number to this. We already have your phone number and email on file. So we'll know it's you when you call in, right? And then literally just say, hey, I want to switch my phone number to this, and we'll swap it out for you.
Okay.
Easy fix. When are you planning on doing that?
Within 2 to 3 week frame. I'm just
Is it like because you want a separate business number?
Yes, well this one I really been using for this is a different cell phone, but it's just for business. But
uh-huh.
I'm getting the landline and everything already put on, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's literally just as simple as a phone call. We do have some clients that use our Google Voice tracking numbers where it'll, like, display a local Houston number to the customer, and when they dial it, it'll, like, auto-forward to your phone if you were just trying to have the lines look separate or, like, more localized online. That's something that you could take advantage of, but if you wanted it for your own reasons of just having, like, a separate landline or you just wanted a different phone number, then you know, I totally understand, but that's also a way to save you money rather than have two mobile device payments that you're making each month. They could just get you a tracking number, but it all forwards to the same phone, and it has a caller ID system on it. So somebody that dials that tracking number, when it comes through to your phone, it lets you know that it's coming from that tracking number, so you know, okay, this tracking number is only on my Google Ads, so this is probably a customer, you know?
Yeah.
So that's something you capitalize on. You don't got to jump on it right away, but if you do want to capitalize on that later, you know, you just let us know and I could add that for you. I wouldn't charge you anything extra either for that.
All right. So there's no contract or anything. It's just month to month, basically.
Exactly. It's month to month. Everybody that we work with, we start out month to month, get to know each other. They're coming back at their own will.
I guess I can try it out and see how it, you know, if it benefits.
Yeah, you're going to love it, Joe. I have no doubt. Like, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, then, you know, being on the first page of Google is literally the best thing that you could do for your business.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. As of right now, you said this is the primary phone number, right?
Yes, as of right now, yeah.
Okay. And then remember we talked about sending over that PIN in the mail, the Google PIN verification letter? What's the street address that I could send that to?
The 1148. Silber Road, S-I-L-B-E-R.
S-I-L-B-E-R Road.
Yeah. Houston, Texas, 77055.
Okay, I found it.
Yeah, but unit 1204.
Okay.
Sorry.
I can hide this address for you if you want. So it'll just say Houston, Texas, 77055.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead and hide it. But I do have this is my residence where I have everything mailed to, you know?
Yeah. No, I got
but
you.
I do have my business address.
Oh. Well, if you have a business address if you could receive mail there and it's still in Houston, then yeah, I'd rather use the business address.
Oh, we'll go ahead and use 1103.
Okay.
Hub 3 AQB. And that's Houston, Texas, 77023.
Okay, I got it. Houston. Yeah, definitely would rather use the business address.
All right.
Yeah, don't have your personal address out on any online listings unless it's, you know, somebody you don't want to let people know where you live, you know. Especially they start seeing your work trucks floating around and stuff like that.
So everything's going to be mailed there, right?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we send you in the mail is that PIN. Everything else is digital. So that PIN, it says Google right on it, and then they'll have your business name. There's a little 5-digit number on the back that we need from you when it comes in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. After that, we won't send you anything else in the mail. We try to keep it as green as possible. And then I'm assuming your first name, Joe, is short for Joseph?
No, it's just Joe.
Oh, it's just Joe. Okay. Well, that's why we shouldn't assume, huh? And then what's your last name?
Carrillo.
Just like the business name?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds a little Latino, that last name.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. You sound like a brother to me.
Yeah,
that's part of Houston, huh? All right, and then I'm going to send you everything in writing. What's your business email address?
It's HVAC at CarrilloMechanical.com.
CarrilloMechanical.com. Yeah, the reason I was asking you about that is because I'm a mulatto, so I'm half and half. And people always tell me that. Yeah, but people always tell me I sound like a white guy. I'm like, I am a half white guy. All right, so I got you here. Central Standard Time.
Where are y'all out of anywhere?
Orange County in Southern California. We're like right next to Disneyland.
Yeah.
You got update. All right, and 1103 Hub Street. Okay, and you want the business listed with the LLC in the business name? So you want it to say Carrillo Mechanical LLC?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Update. All right. And how would you like your hours of operation listed?
Hours of operation, I would say just from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., yeah.
Okay.
12-hour window, yeah.
Okay, you want to go Monday through Friday, or how do you want that set? You want to work the weekends
Monday,
at all?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, and Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Good man. All right. And then you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash, check, what I mean, I'm working, I should have that system to me, and I'm working on the card situation.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it takes my guys a little bit just to get the card and everything up and running. You got to go by the bank, and you know, you got a business account and everything. Sometimes the merchants, they try to charge you like 2 to 5% per transaction. That's kind of why I was asking too. So, I mean, if you do get a card, I'm going to want to put on your website that those fees are on the customer. So that way you're not eating, you know, 2 to 5% of the transaction because they chose to use a credit card.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I should be getting that done too this month, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that's just a phone call. So I imagine when you get like the phone number and the business account set up, you know, those are both things that we'll be able to adjust.
Okay.
And it's good that we have everything under one roof. So we'll be able to change it on your website, on your Facebook ads, all the directories that are online. You know, we'll do a clean sweep of a name, address, and phone number cleanup. And that way you're not like trying to scatter around figuring out how to swap the numbers out. So we got you on that. And then the domain name for your site. I know I promised you we would build the site for you, but what's the domain name that you purchase? Is it just like CareoMechanicalLLC.com?
The domain that I got set up?
Yeah, for your website.
It's I think it dates back at CareoMechanical.com.
Well, that's an email. HVAC@, your email address. No. I was saying, what's the .com? Is it just CareoMechanicalLLC.com? Or, like, what's the website domain name?
No, it's just CareoMechanical. I don't think it has LLC.
Okay. Yeah, because I just tried it with the LLC, and it says site can't be reached. So let me try just CareoMechanical.com and see if we get anything back. This one's saying the same thing, CareoMechanical.com. Okay. Well, I'm just going to paste this in there. And if during your client interview, you have access to that domain, like you bought it and they gave you the login credentials already, so you can get in there to start working on it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because if you give them access to log into it, then we'll go in there and build it for you. But if you don't have those credentials, we got to get you a new one. I'll put in a request here. I'll just put it in the notes. If you do have to get a new one, I'm not going to charge you for it. It'll just be like a gift from me to you. We can get you a new one. But what I'm hoping is that you have the login credentials for this one, and we can just use that because it matches your business name. All right, but I got your business profile set up. In terms of the client interview, like I said, 30 to 40 minutes to complete, but we asked for an hour window. I have some time slots available this afternoon. I have like a 4 to 5 and a 5 to 6 available. Do those work for you?
A 5 to 6 is 6 is good.
CT, that's your time, 5 to 6? That'll work? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to text you at 4 o'clock just to remind you of the interview. If anything pops up or changes, let me know so I can reschedule it. But I want to get the client interview done as soon as possible. The sooner we get that done, the sooner I can get everything else up and running and start making some money. And we need to do that if I plan on you coming back every month, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me update. All right, I'm going to send you an invitation to it also. And then I'm also going to send you an invoice receipt. You could write it off. It's considered a business expense. And then I'll send you an outline of the agreement in writing so that way you have that documented as well. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's going to be under my name.
Okay. So just under Joe Carrillo? Right. And is the billing address the same? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, hold on. I'm thinking if I should put it under the business.
If you have a business account and this is a business expense, then yeah. because you could just, it's a write-off, right? And then you already have it documented as something that you did for the company. It's all in the business.
All right, well, then, Can you hang on a second before I can go get it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's MasterCard, but let me ask a question. This is not going to be, it's just how's the payment, if I decide to do month to month, I have to make the payment myself. It's not going to be automatically withdrawn, right?
No, we would set it up to automatically process just for your convenience, but it says in the service agreement that you can discontinue or cancel it at any time. It's just as simple as a phone call. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that.
Okay.
Yep. So it's set up to automatically run.
Yeah. I'd rather have it, you know, to where if I decide to move forward month to month, I'll go ahead and call in the payment or make it or online, whatever, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, you could set a note, like, for the 10th of October, like, on 10-10 in your calendar, and be like, hey, the bill for Local Splash is due tomorrow. Like I said, if you call us and you decide, I mean, again, this is, like, worst-case scenario. I don't think you're going to want to cancel anytime soon, but just to role-play with you. You just call in. If you don't want to do it, like I said, we part ways. We're not going to hold you hostage. There's no cancellation fee, anything like that. We don't even delete the online listings that we created for you. We just simply stop doing your Google optimization, so you won't see yourself on that first page as a top recommended option anymore. So obviously the calls will drop down pretty significantly, but you'll still be able to find your business on Google, all your reviews that you've built up, your website, everything will still be there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, but we don't want to set it up to where it's like, oh, we have to have you call in and do it, because, like, if you forget and then, like, 2 or 3 days go by, then they just go give it to one of your competitors. I'm sure you'd rather not do that, right? Then you lose it all together just because maybe you forgot about it, right? So you said this was Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. And it's under your name, or it has the business name as well?
It's under Carrillo Mechanical, LLC.
Okay. Let me go ahead and add that. And then is the billing address for this the business street address that we're sending your Google PIN to, the 1103 Hub Street?
To be honest, I think this is under my personal address.
Oh, okay. That's kind of odd. All right. I don't have the personal address anymore. I deleted it.
Well, you know what? I'm looking at it because, it might be under 1103 Hub Street. Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, let's try it. I mean, it'll let me know. It'll tell me if the billing address doesn't match. It'll decline it. So we'll leave it as this, and then if it doesn't work, then we'll try the other one. But on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
It's 54801313 21 00 00 64 64 9333 9333.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0327.
0327, and then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
853.
All right. And then there is a security question with your account. So you have to remember the security question. If one of my reps contacts you and you're not sure who it is, you know, you want to ask the security question, and then vice versa. If you call in and you're just not sounding like yourself one day, we might ask you to verify the security question. We make sure it's you. So you have 3 options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best?
Just put Paulo Coelho.
Okay, hold on.
C-O-L-O.
Is your mother's name Lolo Carrillo?
No, Polo. P-O-L-O.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the, yeah.
Okay. And what is this? This is the, because it's usually supposed to be mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name.
The first pet's name, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Polo Carrillo. Validate.
That's a good one.
Okay. I gotcha. I adjusted it. So your first pet's name, Polo, P-O-L-O, Carrillo, your last name.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. All right, perfect. So let me update. All right, and then I'm going to do a voice verification. This is going to outline the service agreement. We just talked about this, like with the billing and everything. So this is going to go over that. If I say anything that you don't agree with, feel free to stop me. Or if you don't understand, just let me know. I could rephrase it for you. I want to make sure, you know, we're all on the same page before I process any kind of transaction with your business. So, give me one second here. All right, so you're on a recorded line, Joe. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Carrillo Mechanical, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
This is Joe Carrillo. I'm the president.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yeah.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Joe, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So I know what you already are using, and that's fine if you want to keep using it. We're not telling you have to cancel anything. But it's saying if you're going to add anything else after today, give us a heads up so we can make sure that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay.
Okay. No, I don't want you spending any extra money. I tried to put everything under one roof so that way, you know, you got your website, you got Facebook ads, you got Google, you got Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, like, you shouldn't need anything else after this. The only thing to upgrade to would be, like, Google Ads or the Google Guarantee Program, which, you know, we'll offer to you down the line here if everything's going well with the local listing. Now, it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 11th of 2023. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign and locked your discounted pricing structure in indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 11th day, but you'll keep that same pricing structure of $299 for that platinum package for as long as you're with us. Okay. Now it does state here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. Okay. You're not bound to anything long term. We do ask that if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next due date. So let us know before that 11th day so that way we can stop the billing cycle. There's no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind, okay? We just want to stop the billing cycle, and like I said, we'll part ways as friends. We'll still have all your online listings. So it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. Hang on the line with me here. You're going to get an outline of the agreement, an invoice receipt, and then it's also going to send you the form to get your Google Advanced verification. That's where we'll have you send in, like, your licensing. You said you have insurance as well, too, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, give me just a second. Okay, and pay. good on my end. Oh, wait a minute. Bounced back. So you were right. The billing address is wrong.
Okay, go ahead and use the, remember I told you the 1148 Silver Road?
Silver, S-I-L-B-E-R Road?
Yeah, yeah.
No, 77055?
Yeah, unit 1204.
Okay. Unit 1204. Update. Yeah, it's a very sensitive system. If you, even the billing address is wrong, zip code, your name is spelled wrong on the card, it'll decline it. It's like VeriSign. All right. Okay, it looks like it's processing again, so let's see if it gives me an error code. Okay, it went through. It was the billing address, 100%. All right, so I'm going to hang on the line with you here. I want to make sure you get everything. So there's a couple of automated messages that are going to come through.
Okay.
All right. It'll come from the same number I was texting you on. Okay. And I got your client interview locked in between 5 and 6. You haven't got any messages yet?
I just did.
Okay, perfect. And that one took a while. So there should be a couple, two different ones that we're looking for that are important. The first one, it should say, Joe, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll say, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll prompt you. It'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And there's a link in there.
Okay. Yeah.
The link will have your phone number on it too, just to verify. But if you click on that, that's a full outline of the agreement in writing. It's also been sent over to your email. So it'll have all the products and features, everything that we're doing for you, outlined in black and white. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. So it's all in there. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it, okay, to authorize this. And then the other form you're going to get is the photos needed for Google verification. So you're going to get a second email or a second text message and email. Let me force this one to you manually because it doesn't look like it came through yet. And this one will ask you to fill out the form. So it's pretty easy. It'll ask you for a series of photos, but it has like a little file to upload the photos. So it'll say like, provide us with a photo of your license. And then you click upload photo and then it goes to your camera on your phone. And you can literally just take a picture of it and it'll send it over to them right there. You can just go down the list. It's super easy. Sounds complicated, but it's super easy. You'll see.
Yeah. Okay. On the, the one, the document that I'm supposed to sign.
Uh-huh. Subscription terms.
Yeah. Yeah. You have one R. It's two R's.
Did I? Oh, my God. Okay. Don't sign it. I'm going to resend you another one. All right. It's weird because the business name, it has two R's, but it looks like when I was doing the profile, it's weird. In your billing section, there's two R's, but on the profile, there's one R and two L's. Okay, I got you. Let me fix this. And same thing with your website. There's two R's. No wonder I couldn't get the website to pull up. Crap. Let me see. I'm going to try to retype the website in like this, too. There it is. Okay. All right. Glad we caught that. Jesus. Okay. So, Creo. Double R. Update. Update. Okay. Let's go here. send initial invoice. Boom. There it is. Okay. New one on the way, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. And you got the one that says pictures needed for Google verification?
That's the local, the...
Yeah, it'll say local splash, Joe, to get your Google business profile verified. Looks like you got it twice, actually. Okay. I know it sent it to you twice, but those are the, it's asking for the same thing. So. But that's going to have the form in there where it says url.localsplash.com/Google. And that's where it's going to ask you to send in like license, insurance, vehicle with license plate. You can cover the numbers on your license plate if you don't want to display that, or send that to Google, but, they just kind of want to see that it's from Texas and make a model of the vehicle. And then it'll ask you for other photos, like send in an invoice, a photo of the workplace, things like that.
Okay.
Your next billing date is my 32nd birthday, October 11th, so.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm getting older.
Everybody is, yeah.
Yeah, it's super overrated. And I got two kids, too. They're both small, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
So do I, but mine's older because I'm older than you.
You don't sound very
old. I have
old.
A 25-year-old and I have a 14-year-old.
Well, what? What? Yeah. No, no way. How old are you, Joe?
I'm 47.
No way.
Yeah.
So you got to have some kind of black in you. I'm like, I hear it in your chest. Now you're 47 and you sound like you're, you know, still mid-20s, maybe 30. I thought we were the same age. It's crazy.
Oh, no. I wish.
If you're 47 and you got a 25-year-old, you were putting in work early.
Yeah, I mean, I know people who've done it earlier.
Yeah. That must be that Latino thing, you know. My sons are Latino. Their mom's Latina. Her last name was Salinas Rodriguez before we got married. And, you know, all my life, never an issue, you know. First time we started fooling around, baby. Yeah. I was like, I didn't think it worked. Then I got a Latina and she's potent, man. All of a sudden. Maybe. And then another one. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Can't be playing around with these anymore. I'm going to end up with a dozen of them. Yeah. But we just got married about a year ago. So I just got to be a lot more careful now. I'm not trying to have too many more of them. The second one was a menace. It is a menace. That's what I should say. My 2-year-old be beating up my 4-year-old. I got both boys. First one was so good that I was just like, oh man, kids aren't bad. I don't know what people are talking about. And still super, super good kids, really calm. I used to take him places on the airplane. He would just chill. He's just a very mellow kid. And so I was like, okay, let's have a second one. The second one's devil, man. This kid's crazy. He's throwing stuff, beating everybody up. He beat me up, beat his mom up, beat his brother up. He's just a little demon. I love him. My baby, but he's crazy. He's a lot more solid than his older brother. He's a little shorter and stocky. Our big brother's just tall and skinny.
let me ask you something. On this local splash, the setting up the password.
Uh-huh. The username and password. So this is your tracking system, Joe. This is what I was telling you. We have an app that you could download to your phone where you can actually see all the clients you're getting. And if, like, you're missing calls, it'll save their information. That way you have, like, a pipeline of job opportunities you can go into. Right now, don't worry about it. They're going to send you a separate email at the end of your client interview this afternoon between 5 and 6.
Okay.
The separate email will have the link to the downloadable app version. It'll have a YouTube video. It's about 7 minutes long. It shows you how to use it and use all the tabs in there. And then it'll have a temporary username and password. You could change it to whatever you like.
Okay. So, once I signed the document, it
took you there.
It's forward. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It does that automatically. The document's still saved in your email, but it usually takes you to the password. Because what we used to do is we used to have it automatically create the password, and we just give it to you, have you log into it right now. But there's nothing in it. So guys would like log into it, and then they'd be calling us back like, what's going on? There's nothing in there. Why isn't it working? And it's like, it's not going to show you any data until we've already have you listed. You know, it has nothing to show you until we start getting phone calls going. And we have to do your client interview to know what services we're listing you for. So now they just kind of changed it to where, you know, they'll generate it for you at the end of the client interview.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and it's good too because we don't want you to get distracted by that. The things we want you to focus on right now are obviously filling out the form for your Google verification. Like, try to send in those photos as soon as you can, and then be available for the client interview between 5 and 6 o'clock this afternoon. Obviously, try to get back to us as soon as possible when you get that Google pin in the mail too. But we'll be in contact with you. You know, we walk you through it. We understand that, you know, the only way we get paid is if you're getting paid. So we're pretty adamant about getting everything up and running in a proper order, you know. So, and that's why you have my direct number too. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you feel like you're missing something, you know, just touch base with me. We'll make sure you check all the boxes and get everything going so you can make money.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. So I want to thank you obviously for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to getting to know each other and developing a long-term business relationship with you. If, like I said, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call in. You know, even if it's not to me directly, we have 24/7 customer service to you too. So if it's after 6 o'clock, it doesn't mean you won't get help. You could still call in. I just won't be here, right? So, other than that, you're basically good to go. And then we'll circle back with you at the client interview, this afternoon.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon. You made a good decision. I'm telling you, we're going to steal you from HomeAdvisor. I'm going to save you money and make you more at the same time.
That's the plan. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.